What should be the approach of someone in the tariqah towards working with other Muslims with different beliefs? For example, modernists or Salafis. For example, helping those new to Islam. To what extent should one be involved, and what are the limits? Help them with yourself. Somebody who is the modernists are doing a disservice to Islam because their fatwas are, as we mentioned before, the fatwas that they give are against the interests. I mentioned the hijab fatwa by a modernist person. They separate and they bifurcate and they divide up the Muslims when they validate things that are slack in Islamic practice. They divide up the ummah, and so they with fatwas like saying, "Well, go ahead and take off your hijab. We're in a different society. We're a Muslim minority here." But they're validating it by an official opinion. It makes it legitimate, makes it valid in some people's eyes. And this is what happened with the Jews when they separated into Orthodox and conservative and Reform Judaism, all practicing a radically different version of their deen. And so we say to the modernists that nothing needs to be modernized. And so it's pernicious. Salafism, it seems to be fleeing in a state of reversal at the present moment. But the idea that the Salafis entered into Albania after the communism disappeared, and pretty soon all the Albanians who were newly embracing Islam were arguing about how Allah was sitting on the throne. So that they spread irrelevancies and arguments among the ummah. Better to just hoe your own plot and see what you can improve yourself than to get mixed up with a bunch of people who are disseminating things that the people that they teach them to will just have to divest themselves of later. Mistaken ideas and mistaken things. So, Allahu subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray behind everybody in the masjid. This is something we don't stay away from the masjid for any reason. And someone comes up and tries to give you a little darse about what Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah said about this or that after the prayer, say, "I don't listen to this balto. It doesn't concern me, and I'm a Hanafi, and I don't need to be told my deen by somebody who's not a mujtahid, like yourself, for example." And so just tell them that I'm here and be to tell your truth plainly and unafraid, and say, "I don't listen to this because these ideas are young like you, and we prefer to have the people that are recognized as followable imams to take my deen from." Fasalu ahla dhikri in kuntum la ta'lamun. The Quran commands us, ask those who know well if you know not. And a modernist is someone with an inferiority complex. And so he's not of Ahlul Dhikri. He's not of Ahlul Dhikri. He's not of someone who knows well about the things of his deen. And so, better not to. Either modernists or Salafis explaining to a new Muslim what he's supposed to do. You go blow yourself up over there. And what do you want with such joining in with such people, telling the poor new Muslims, confusing them with a bunch of stuff that they don't need. So the example is certainly not. So the best thing, the Prophet ﷺ indicated that there is a time to join in, and there is a time when there are fitan, when there are times when it's better that one hoes one's own plot and tries to bring up as many results as possible from it, and whether it be with other people. So talk to people at the level you can. Find some reliable books and give them those and talk to them. And make sure that you're ready to serve them, that they know that you're ready to serve them if they need anything when you're talking. And be a friend to them. And so these are some of the things. Nasalata Vikutasya. What was the lady's question? Oh, we've reached our limits. So inshallah ta'ala, we ask. We don't have a superiority complex. We don't view ourselves as we don't have a supercilious way of looking at others. But we should tell plainly in word and deed to the modernists whose poison is more insidious and worse and more likely to have a detrimental effect. And then Salafis, everybody will notice that they don't treat their wives right and that they are miserable and the only happiness they have is arguing with people. And so that their coin will be quickly be spent and people will say, well, they don't have anything anyway. And that's not much of it. But the modernists, they do manage to steal a lot of the hearts of the sort of educated Muslims who think that being an educated Muslim consists in repeating their phrases and so forth and following the way that they are and having zero taqwa. The way of zero taqwa is the way of giving somebody who has diabetes more candy. Ruksacity, oh boy. It's the way of making the person more sick and so they can't get any better. So they don't feel anything. So they don't feel, their heart becomes farther and farther from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm just making it easier. Nobody like this ever tried to make it easier for people except that he just put them farther and farther from the deen. Made it easier for the shaitan to take them away. And I said, Allah, tawfiq wa tayseer. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.